We all have an innate aspect of us that talks to us all the time. Did you know this? It's actually part of our soul's journey and a higher aspect of our being. But you see, there's one problem. Most of the time, we don't hear it. And that's because we currently live in a world where we're taught to listen to our external environment and not our internal one. We're used to being taught things with specific steps on how to do them. We like to have tangible experiences that we can see or touch or feel or more, and that's what we've become accustomed to. Because we've never really been taught how to focus inwards to the aspect of our inner guidance system and our soul's messages to our life experiences, we become lost in navigating our internal GPS system, so to speak. And so that brings us to this very episode. Come along with me and let's journey to learn more about how our souls talk to us in whispers, how we can learn to turn up the volume to hear its messages, and to unite with it to move forward with our life purpose and life journeys. And guess what? A very special teacher has come forward as well to mirror and match our vibration to share with us more about this too. Are you ready? Let's go. Hi, everybody. It's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. They delve into the heart of the mind, body, spirit, and soul. And along with friends, some old, some new, I'll be having impactful conversations with other like-minded people who share a variety of profound experiences that animals and other sentient beings have brought to their lives. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. I'll be calling upon the collective animal energy, animal spirit, and the beings of light to match and join our vibration. I will channel messages of love and hope, as well as help you with your own connection to the animals in your life, in nature, and more. We'll explore all of this with our heart's authenticity and our soul's growth in a space of divine wisdom and love always. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hi, wonderful friends. It is Mary Beth Haynes. I am the gal who speaks with animals, and I welcome you to this time together once again. I am really looking forward to what this is going to be all about. As you know, with these podcast episodes, I tend to just go on trust, and I tend to go on intention, calling in the energies to be able to come to join us, to bring forward what will be in the highest and the best for us all. And it's really interesting how this all comes about. The one thing that I've been noticing lately, especially since the beginning of this year, it's been all about change and things coming through, learning truths. What else? I'm speaking from a personal perspective. When I look back at, you know, the last couple of months, I've experienced some extreme shifts. So energetic shifts, shifts within my physical body. I've experienced things like a re-injury to my neck and my spine. There's been a lot of truths that have come forward for me that I have been asking, not necessarily for those specific truths, but I've been asking for truth to reveal itself so that I may live my best purpose. And that has come forward so strongly in the last couple of months. And there's been so much shifting, I guess is the only word that I can really describe it as, that it's shifted on so many levels. So it's shifted on a mental level, on an energetic level, on an emotional level, physical level, like just all the different levels, right? And so I'm finding that because I've always tended to be that type of person that likes to be in control. So when I feel I'm in control, then I feel like I'm safe. Then I feel like I'm in my comfort zone. Then I feel like I am able to work my way through something because I feel like I'm in control of it, right? But when I feel that feeling of control shift or change, or perhaps kind of refocus its vibration, it pushes me out of my comfort zone. I start to feel not calm anymore. I feel all with kind of like uneasiness. I get anxiety. There's a whole bunch of things that come forward. And when I really come to look at it, to feel it instead of ignore it and try and get back in control again, trying to change it, trying to make it the way that I think it should be because it should be this way, because that way I'll be back in control of the situation, right? And when I get to the point where I can actually identify that that's where I'm at, I realize that there's an inner part of me, and we all have these inner parts. It's like that ego aspect of me, that inner critic that comes through and says, listen, you're losing control here. How can you let this happen? You are not feeling safe. You are feeling like things are going all over the place with your energy. You get yourself back into control because you're not doing very well. Have you ever heard that voice inside? I have had a lot. And we have many different parts of us. And it's needed at certain times. So for example, if I'm going to walk out, perhaps, I was talking about the inner critic and I was talking about how it's connected to our ego. So we need our ego. Our ego helps us in times where we need to be safe. So for example, let's say I'm going to cross the street and I look both ways and I don't see anything coming, but all of a sudden maybe a car comes around the corner really fast that I didn't see. And all of a sudden I need to, you know, go in that flight or fright or freeze mode, right? My ego is there. It's there to help me. It's there to help keep me safe, right? Well, this is where our ego is very helpful to us, but where our ego perhaps isn't as helpful as it could be is the part where it comes through, like I talked about, that inner critic, that inner part of me that was saying, listen, you know, you're losing control. You need to get yourself back in control there. And so where was I going with this? I think I was going with the different shifts and the different changes that I've been experiencing since the beginning of the year. And I just wanted to ask you, how has it been for you? Have you noticed any shifts and changes? Of course, externally, there are tons of shifts and changes in our world. We don't even have to go into the specifics of that. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But internally, within us, within you, you know, how have you been finding things? There has been some, I was talking about, you know, that need to kind of feel like I need to get back into control. And it's been a huge lesson for me. Because the other day, I heard somebody talk about soul whispers. And it, you know, when you see something or you hear something or, you know, there's something, all of a sudden, it was almost like my soul went, pay attention to this. And there was something about the soul whisper. And I knew that it was getting time to record this next episode. But I was feeling stuck again. And I was feeling like I'm not sure where to go next or what to do. And it was very reflective of where I'm going in life, what I'm experiencing as Mary Beth Haynes, you know, what's going on in this body, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, all of that. And I remember So I always go with the energetic nudge. And the energetic nudge was there. It was like, no, it's time. And usually what I do is I'm like, okay, I'm going to set my intention and I'm going to call in the energies and set the space, ask them to come and match and join our vibration, hit the record button, and away you go, right? And that's what I've been doing. But for some reason, from time to time, I feel uncertain. I feel like almost like scared, almost like I don't know what to do. Like, I know if I press that button, it'll just start happening, but something's stopping me. What's stopping me, right? And it's that feeling of that loss of control. And so going back to the soul whispers, it's like I ask for inspiration, right? I ask. So for me personally, I connect with God. God is the universe. God is Great Spirit, the Holy Spirit. God is many things to me. And so some people may not resonate with that, and that's totally fine. So I call upon God. I call upon my spiritual team. I call upon the guardian animals of lightness, the guardian angels of lightness. And I call upon the animal energy and the collective animal spirit. And I ask for them to join me in direct connection with the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light. And when I do this, I already start changing my vibration. I get calmer, my voice kind of starts to get, you know, and I get into that zone. And then I ask for the space to be cleansed and cleared. And I ask for anything that does not serve this time together to be cleansed and cleared and to be replaced with everything that does. And I ask for this time together to come and match and join the vibration, which will be in the highest and best for us all. So even just talking about that out loud has already brought me to a different frequency where I don't feel as anxious and I don't feel as uptight, right? It's like, it's okay. I don't need to have control of this because I just need to be. And so it's so interesting how this all has been coming together. And thank you for listening and being a part of this. And I really hope that in some way, you know, if there's a part or a piece of this that may support you on your journey, you know, to take with it what you will and what you wish and to bring it forward in your life with that love and those blessings. So let's get back to where are we going in this episode? What's happening? I wanted to actually hit that record button earlier today. And remember how I told you that I was really feeling like, you know, I was uncertain and I had kind of like that anxious fear and I really wasn't sure. I was getting the nudge. Yeah, it's time, right? But it was like, okay, where do I go with this? And I kept hearing the soul whispers. It's like, okay. Then I was getting my computer on and hooking up my mic and getting all that set up. And all of a sudden, Blessing, who is my beautiful soul friend in the form of a bearded dragon who shares space with me in my office here, she decided to let me know very, very clearly that she wanted out of her terrarium. How did she let me know? Well, she jumped out. I think that's pretty clear. And so our family here, my husband Troy and I, and then we have three beautiful soul friends and family members. So we have Nemo, the Chihuahua, we have Darwin, the bearded dragon, we have Blessing, the bearded dragon, and we have Brigger, the bearded dragon. So Nemo is this beautiful, beautiful soul in the form of a dog, in Chihuahua form, who is all about love. He is so amazing. Then we have Darwin. Darwin is the patriarch of the family reptile. And he is just such an amazing soul friend. Then there is Brigger. Brigger, I like to call her my curvy girl. Because you know how some shapes are more straight up and down. Others have kind of curves. Others are kind of like egg shapes or hourglass shapes. She's very, very... I would say she would be like more like a va-va-voom kind of hourglass shape appearance, right? If she were to be in human form. And that's how she comes forward to me. And she comes forward to me with that kind of personality. So I always call her my curvy girl. And she's an absolute delight. And then we have Blessing. So everybody has their own story, but I gave you a little intro to each of those in our family. But I'll talk a little bit about Blessing because she's coming forward now. And something happened today with her, again, with coming out of her terrarium. So Blessing, actually, I'm going to back up just a moment. So I just want to say that I, you know, for her to jump out of her terrarium on their Darwin, Blessing, and Brigger's terrariums, I do not have the tops on. They like to hang out and they like to hang out on top. So they come up on their hammocks and they climb up and then they have their legs resting on their bum resting on the hammocks and they put their two paws up. If you've checked my social media, I'm sure you've seen pictures of them. And they rest on the top and they really love just kind of hanging out that way. And it's not something that I'm saying that should be done for every reptile or family member in that way. I personally like to give them a little more freedom, but I need to make sure that they're going to be safe. So I'm home a lot and my husband is home a lot because we both work from home. And so we're home almost all the time. And unless we're out together, there's always one of us here. So usually the dragons don't want out of their terrariums. They have great spacious spaces. They have lots of places that they can go and they're great. They love to just hang out kind of on the top. But every once in a while, they'd like to get out. And they do get out. They can roam around and things like that. But for the most part, they like to stay in their terrariums. And so what I'm saying here, and this is kind of where my human brain's coming in, because you could hear me saying, well, you know, she jumped out and, you know, I don't have the tops on their terrariums and things like that. Sometimes bearded dragons or reptiles can get out, right? And they can get caught in like the heating system, or they can go down the furnace, or they can, you know, get caught in different spots of the house. And so I am not recommending that you just have no tops on terrariums and just let them go. You need to make sure that your house is safe, that there's no way that they can get stuck anywhere, that there's no way that they can, you know, climb down into the furnace or anything like that. Like, it's really, that is so important. So I just want to put that forward as a, you know, helpful remembrance when it comes to if you don't have lids on terrariums. So anyways, getting back to Blessing, her lid is off. I could hear from her that she was wanting out, like she was getting a little rambunctious. And before I knew it, before I even could like turn around and kind of check in with her, she was like, no, I'm coming out. And so out she came. So I'm like, well, hello. All right, where are you going? So she decided she was going to go take a little trek around our place. And I just want to bring you back in time about a year and a half ago when Blessing came into my life. So I went to the reptile store. Where I live, there is a reptile store called Niagara Exotics. And I love them. They're great there. They're awesome. And that's where I always go to buy Darwin's food. And I was in there a year and a half ago about, and I saw this beautiful little baby, tiny, tiny dragon. So little, not even fitting, like smaller than the palm of your hand. So tiny. Her tail was pretty much the longest of her. But I remember she was on the counter in a little box. And I asked, I said, who's this? And the owner said to me, oh, this little guy, it turns out this little guy is a girl, but this little guy isn't doing very well and he's not eating. And so we removed him from the clutch, and the clutch is the actual group of baby bearded dragons. And sometimes there can be like, you know, 15, 20 or more. And when it comes to survival of the fittest and things like that. So he said, you know, so we've taken her out and we're going to give her some time so that she can maybe adjust. And then we'll see how she's doing tomorrow. And I said, oh, okay. So I sent her so much love and I got Darwin's food. And then before I left, I said, you know, if there's anything I can do to help, just let me know. I don't know what that might be, but if there's anything I can do to help this little one, you know, let me know. So I actually went home and I was inspired and listened, and this is where we're talking about the soul whispers, right? Because I didn't know at the time. There was this little whisper inside of me that said, you know, why don't you give a call and see how she's doing? Or at the time we were saying he, little guy, you know, see how he's doing. And so I called and I spoke to the owner and I said, how's he doing? And he said, well, you know, we put him back. He seemed to do well overnight, so we put him back to see how he was doing. And I asked how he was doing, and he said, he doesn't seem to be thriving again. He doesn't seem to be doing very well. So I said, well, you know, if there's anything I can do to help, like if I could maybe take him and maybe see if I could help, you know, see if he could get some nourishment or things like that. Because at this time, Blessing wasn't eating or drinking or anything like that. She was pretty much ready. You know, I think it was another couple of days and she probably would have died. And so the owner of Niagara Exotics was amazing, and the team there, they set me up. I brought her home and really helped her with, well, I say I really helped her. I shouldn't say that. It was her who really helped me. She's a teacher to me in so many ways with her journey. But together, her and I found our unity together in being able to find out, you know, is your life purpose complete, right? Because if it is, and you're ready to return to spirit, you know, with a short time here in a physical form of a bearded dragon, then I'm here to support you. But if your life purpose isn't complete and you're just looking for that guidance to be able to, you know, thrive and find your purpose, then yeah, you know, I'm here to help you with that too. And she tried, and she tried to eat. Oh, she tried, but she was just so weak. And I had some crickets, and these crickets, I had a chat with them. And I said to them, first of all, thank you for being a food source, right? I know that you have been born as a food source to bearded dragons, and, you know, thank you for that, and I honor you. And I said, I was wondering if you could help me out. I said, I have a little dragon here, and she's not eating, and she's really, you know, I would like to see if she is willing to, you know, give it a go. See if you know, if her life purpose isn't complete, how we can help her. Can you help her, you know, with being a food source? Because she's so weak right now. And I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. These crickets started walking up to her and they started like giving themselves to her. She was so weak, she was trying to catch them, but it was hard for her to do it. And so they were, not all of them, not all the crickets, but there were like, you know, several, like probably like three or four that actually kept going near her and actually offering themselves to her. So she was finally able to catch them and to eat them. And it was the most beautiful, touching, heartfelt thing that I've ever experienced from an insect and Blessing, who was trying so hard to survive. And oh, there was more to it than that, but kind of in a nutshell, that's what happened. And I said to Blessing, I said, Blessing, you know, I said, my name is Mary Beth, and you know, I'm here to help you if you want to be helped in whatever way that I can. And I said, Blessing, is your life purpose complete? And I heard kind of like, you know, confusion. Like I heard back feeling of confusion, feeling of I'm just too weak, feeling of I don't know where to go next. And so I said, you know, I wonder, I said, because when I look at you, when I connect with your energy, I said, you feel like a blessing to me. You feel like you are here to bring blessings. And even if it's just for a short time, thank you for the blessings that you bring. And as soon as I said you are a blessing to her, I felt her energy shift and I felt her go, I am a blessing. And she was kind of like, all of a sudden it was like this awakening or this reawakening of her energy. And it just kind of went kind of forward. And all of a sudden she was putting more energy into her food, and she was putting more energy into moving around. She tried so hard because she was so weak. And guess what? She decided her life purpose was not complete. She decided that she came here as a blessing to this earth and that she has many gifts to share. Therefore, her name turned out to be Blessing. And at that time, I thought, well, I'm going to call you a guy right now because I don't know if you're a girl or a guy, but your name is Blessing. Or sorry, you feel like a guy, so I'm going to call you, obviously you're Blessing, but you're going to, you know, Blessing the bearded dragon. And then as I started connecting more and more with her, I it was interesting because I really felt a lot of male energy from her, even her size and how she was growing and all this stuff. And then I found out that she was actually female. But it's kind of interesting how that all came through. I wanted to take a moment to reach out and ask if there's anything that you need right now. You know, how are things going with the animals in your life? Is there something particular that you're looking for in your relationship with them? I invite you to come and visit me on my website. Simply go to thegalspeaks.com and have a look around. Be sure to go to the free gifts tab where you'll find lots of free gifts that I'm delighted to share with you. Want to drop me a message? Simply go to my personalized contact form on the website and shoot one over to me. I can't wait to hear from you. So I share this story about Blessing with you because she came into this world in a way that as a human, I might perceive as, you know, poor Blessing. She really had a hard time, and she did. But really what happened was her soul decided to take this journey to see and learn and to grow and to move through that traumatic part. And once she realized her life purpose of being a blessing and bringing blessings forward in various ways, she began to thrive. And she began to, you know, start living in the body of a bearded dragon. And it took her, I mean, it's been about a year and a half now, and it's taking her much, much time to, well, I feel like she and I mirror each other of being comfortable in our own skin. So Blessing, she doesn't like to be touched as much. She's more sensitive that way. So it's kind of like when she's ready to be held or picked up, it needs to be done in a way that she understands, right? I just can't go over and pick her up, and she doesn't like that. Whereas Darwin is quite open to it, and he's very happy. Come get me. Come pick me up, right? And so with Blessing has really come so far in the last year and a half in being able to come into her own, become comfortable in her skin, to become more comfortable with touch, with that stimulation. Blessing doesn't hear very well. She's almost deaf. I have found this out through communication with her, and I actually had another communicator mentor of mine. I asked the question to her just to make sure, because my human brain was questioning. I kept getting from Blessing, like, I can feel you, but I'm not hearing you. And I was able to get that confirmed. And just by her actions and how she can become startled and things like that, it totally makes sense. And so we've come to learn, and we're still learning how to be together in a way that Blessing does not get overstimulated. And touch is one of those main ones that can really overstimulate her. So I'm telling you this whole story about Blessing, and I really feel like there's something here, because at the beginning, I started talking to you about all this stuff and not feeling like I'm in control and, you know, that anxious piece, and then listening to those soul whispers, right? When I went to originally hit record to get going on this, that's when Blessing jumped right out. And I, you know, my first thought was, well, maybe I should bring her back in because I need to hit record here, right? But then the soul whisper came through and it was like, wait a minute. What if you were to just witness Blessing for a little bit? And when I say soul whisper, it wasn't like this, you know, inner kind of inspiration that was very loud and clear. And I think that's the part where we as humans, we always want loud, clear. I want to know for sure. I need tangible. I need to know, right? And this is where I think it's coming back to the whispers of our soul. Because when we can get quiet enough to hear the whispers, we actually can receive the message that needs to come through. And no, it probably won't come through in the way that we are expecting. And no, it probably won't come through like right away. Like it's split second. Oh, I get it. Yep, totally understand, right? Sometimes messages do come through that way, right? But there's so much more to them. And I find that when we can move that ego aside, and we can move that inner critic aside, and we can move all that aside, and we can get to that point where we are just listening to that whisper of the soul, the message will come through. And guess what? Guess what? I just come to realize this. This morning, I go to hit record. Blessing jumps out of her terrarium. Like literally. And so my human brain says I better put her in because I got to hit record. I got to get this podcast going. And then that soul whisper comes through and says, what if he just gave it a moment? What if he just, you know, what is it? Witness what Blessing wants. Witness what she's doing. So guess what? 45 minutes, approximately, maybe even an hour passed. And I did not hit record. I actually was able to take the time and to sit and watch and witness. I watched Blessing. So again, she shares space with me here in my office. She generally does not like to leave the office. So when she's out of her terrarium and she kind of roams around, she roams around all over here. Sometimes she'll go in the hallway and she'll go into our bathroom. But for the most part, it's kind of like the office is her safe space. It's kind of like, this is my safety zone. This is where I'm most comfortable, right? Today, she decided to leave the office, not go into the bathroom, but to actually venture out into our living room. She very slowly, because like I said, this took about 45 minutes, but very slowly, she would inch her way out, and dragons will, it's kind of like when we're getting our surroundings, right? We're kind of like, we look around or we may touch or we may feel, or, you know, a dog will sniff or a cat will smell, right? Well, dragons, it's kind of like they sense through their tongue. So it's kind of like they'll put their tongue out almost like to lick something. And so she would do that. She'd go out and she'd kind of put her tongue towards something and she would kind of lick it and then kind of sense what that was. And then she'd move a little bit more. Then of course, Darwin saw her and she actually was over. It took her a while, but she actually kept inching her way over and over. And she went over to sense Darwin. Now they've been together here in our office, but never out on Darwin's turf. So it was really interesting and fascinating to watch this little, amazing, beautiful bearded dragon named Blessing, who has come here to bring blessings to our world, sense something outside of what we would identify as our comfort zone, to be able to follow her instinctual nature, and to be able to move forward in her life journey, in her soul's journey. She was able to go out and explore more of her surrounding world for the first time in a year and a half. And watching and witnessing her was simply fascinating. It was absolutely fascinating. And guess what was happening? I was like starting to hear those soul whispers a little bit louder. I was starting to feel those soul whispers a little bit stronger. They were still whispers, but they were very much present. And all of a sudden, I was like, okay, now it's time to go hit that record button. I don't know where this is going yet, but now it's time to hit that record button. And therefore, I came back into my office, and here I am. I want to thank Blessing for sharing with me the reminder that what we have is our innate, which is the internal life force inside of us that is all part and parcel of who we are. But we forget or don't allow our innate abilities to come out because we're so used to living in a world where our ego runs the show, where, you know, we're not taught to focus on that, I guess, that feeling aspect. We're taught to focus on the survival aspect, right? And when we do that, we very much want to feel safe. We want to be inside our comfort zone. You know, we want to have all of that in place for us. You know, we need to have enough money. We need to have a place to live. We need to have, you know, all this kind of stuff. And well, we don't need to have that, but at least this has been my teachings that I've learned in life, right? It's like these things are necessities, right? Well, what about the necessity of our soul? What about the necessity of the innate part of us of why we're here? What about that necessity of listening to the wisdom that is all around us, but that we can't hear because they, number one, come through as whispers, and number two, we're so used to the external sources dictating the trajectory of our life versus what's inside us and why we're here in the first place. Does that make sense? It's an invitation, and I thank Blessing for putting this all together because I heard the other day somebody talk about soul whispers. I'm like, soul whispers, yeah, there's something about that. And that was about, I don't know, 3 days ago. And it just kept with me, kept with me, kept with me. And then all of a sudden, Blessing this morning, I'm about to record and I had no idea what I was going to be talking about. And then all of a sudden she decides, no, I'm going to be your teacher right now. And here we go, right? And 45 minutes later, all of a sudden, I'm like, the soul whispers, this is all making sense. Blessing was able to move forward and help me. She was able to move forward, move out of her comfort zone, get out, you know, experience life more in the way that is best for her soul journey. And in that, she was able to teach me to become still and quiet and listen to that whisper, to be able to share with me that reminder that when we can go within and listen to the whispers of our soul, we can and will get such profound information, such profound healing, such profound learnings, such profound expansions. When we stay in our comfort zone, when we stay all safe and snugly warm, right, in our comfort zone, chances are things won't change in our lives. It might be good for a while, but we may find that we're really wanting something else, or we're feeling stuck in something, or we're feeling like we can't move forward anymore, and we don't know why. If we don't move outside of our comfort zone, if we don't step forward, even just a little bit, we're going to stay the same. And that to me is something that I want to keep growing. And sometimes growth, I don't know, sometimes growth can be hard, but it doesn't have to be. It's how we interpret it, right? But sometimes if we don't have that, you know, it feels hard, this is a hard experience, this is one of the hardest things I'm ever going to have to go through. It's kind of like that dark night of the soul, or that soul awakening, or, you know, having to release something that is so traumatic or so deep or so hurtful or so depressed or so sad. And sometimes we need to go through that in order to break through to the other side. Because if we stay all safe and inside our comfort zones, we won't grow. And I think the first step is to be aware of that. And sometimes, because we, as humans, a lot of us don't like change. And when something of change comes, or we feel very anxious about it, or we don't know how we're going to do it, it's really easy to just stay safe and just don't do it. But I think the question is it in my highest and best interest to do this, to move through that discomfort, to get to the other side?
And chances are, we're going to find that, wow, when we get to that other side, we're going to be like, I'm so glad I did that. It was hard, but I'm so glad I did that. Or we may just find, I am so glad I did that because it wasn't as hard as I anticipated it to be. Right? I think the whole, like 99% of the issue of why we won't is because what we anticipate will happen. And a lot of times, it doesn't even happen. We just anticipated it because our ego went, oh, you better be careful, right? So I'm really feeling the soul's whisper today. And I'm really feeling the soul's whisper come through in the teaching from Blessing. And I share her story with you, not only her story of her life journey, but the story of today, the story of what she did. And how I was just about to hit record and boom, there she goes. She's out. She's ready to teach. She followed her innate. She followed her instinctual nature. And she was able to venture out far past where she has ever been in a year and a half. And she has been a most amazing teacher for me today in opening up and reminding myself about the possibility of where can I also venture past where I've been for the past year and a half and maybe have been a little anxious or afraid to step out and maybe take that next step and to listen to the whispers of the soul. And so I share with you, my dear and wonderful friends, this message and an offering and an invitation for you to also listen to the soul's whispers. First of all, knowing that they're there. Very first thing, just having awareness that there are messages from your innate, your higher self, your soul aspect that are there to guide you, to support you, to assist you, and to show you the way with your purpose of why you're here in this lifetime. And they're called whispers, soul whispers, because of how we have been taught to experience life and how society currently is at experiencing life. We are not taught to listen to the subtle aspects. We are taught that if we get messages or if we're told something, it needs to be clear, it needs to be concise, we need to know specifically what it is, and it's like, okay, now I know what to do, right? But when our soul's talking to us, it's more subtle. It's a sense that we're not trained in to be able to hear, just like if you're listening to me right now, you're hearing my voice, you're able to hear and pick up specific information, right? When our soul whispers to us, it's more of a whisper. It's more of a, hey, guess what? Listen to this. Here's something for you. Here's some inspiration. Here's a piece that you can take forward. Because when you take this small little piece, you're going to find that the rest is going to fall into place. We have come here to live with free will. And so when we ask for guidance and support, right, when we ask for, you know, support from our spiritual teams, from God, the universe, Great Spirit, Holy Spirit, whoever it is, source energy, whoever it is that you may resonate with, we have free will of choice. So we need to ask for guidance. We need to ask for help. We need to ask for more information. We need to ask for messages to be shown to us. And when we do that actionable step of asking, it actually opens things up so much more. But remember that sometimes messages might not come to us, or we may not receive the information or the answers to what we're seeking in a way that we want. We want it yesterday. We want it clear. We want to know specific steps of what to take and what to do. But that's not what our journey is about. Our journey is about experiencing, living, learning, growing, expanding. And that's all the parts and the pieces, and there's so much more to it. And that's why we get more messages that are like a whisper. And it's becoming aware that the whispers are even there in the first place, and that they're subtle. And that when we can tap into those subtle messages, we can start working with them, and we can start working with our innate ability and instinctual nature to be able to strengthen those whispers, to be able to connect in with them on a deeper level, to be able to join them and work in unison together. How can you listen to your soul's whisper? How can you be open to the innate, instinctual, inner part of you and your purpose for being here in this lifetime? Blessing was able to share today many answers to that. Number one, she knew it was time. She made it very clear that she was going to venture out right when I was about to hit record. She decided to venture out of a space that she has been in for the last year and a half, because this was her comfort zone. This was where she was most comfortable. And she ventured out and she went on an adventure. And she was able to experience new sights and new sounds and new, well, perhaps not sounds because of her hearing, but new sounds in the way that she would experience them. New smells in her sensing with her tongue. She was able to connect with Darwin on his turf. She was able to go down our other hallway, and she was able to connect in to her surroundings there. She stepped out of her comfort zone, a mirror for us. She was able to follow her innate instinctual nature, a mirror for us. And she was able to assist in opening up a doorway to hear our soul's whispers, to remind us that sometimes they're not as loud as we'd like them to be. They're not as clear as we'd like them to be, but they are definitely there. And if we follow its guidance and we follow the journey, just think how much could happen in a way that is absolutely magical, that is full of our life purpose, complete, beautiful, and magnificent. I want to thank Blessing for being our teacher today, for being a teacher to me in so many ways, for helping me open up that aspect of my soul's whispers. And I ask for those whispers to keep coming. I am open to expanding and growing and taking steps that I need to in order to get to the next phase of where my life purpose is. So thank you, Blessing, and thank you, Whispers of the Soul, the beautiful soul whispers. And thank you, beautiful friends, for being a part of this once again. And you want to know what's really interesting? For every single episode up until now, there has always been a crystal that has presented itself. And in this episode, there wasn't any crystal. Pretty neat, huh? I'm like, the human brain goes, why wasn't there a crystal? What's going on here? And the whisper of my soul says, remember, trusting in this process is what you need right now. Sometimes you can find answers in different ways and not necessarily in the way that you are used to or are expecting. And when you connect in to the possibilities of allowing with trust and faith, you will find that things will continue to open and expand for you in what will be in your highest and best. Huh, wow. Very, very, very interesting. Thank you so much. So with trust and faith, we'll see what happens with that. And we'll see what the next episode, if a crystal comes back in, or where that may go. Until then, thank you so much for being a part of this time together. And until then, may your soul's whispers continue to guide you, and may you build that unity in relationship with those whispers as you reawaken the beautiful innate ability of your life purpose in this lifetime. Much, much love to you, and bye for now.